Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! It is an amazing day to be alive, is it not? I know. We got to get through this, whatever this looks like in your world. Some of you are thriving. Some of you are just trying to survive. I get it, man, from all ends of the spectrum. I get it. I understand. Not trying to be Pollyanna here, but I'm telling you, there are some good things. I'm not just some. There's some really amazing things that are happening inside our Every Day is Saturday community, for one, and then probably inside your local community as well. So let's talk about, I want to share with you an experience that I had this week, and I think you'll be able to relate to it and kind of turn it into a teaching story for all of us, myself included. There was a very good thing that happened, and a very, let's say not so good, kind of funny, silly, all that kind of good stuff. So I have a John Deere riding mower that I mow the Crawley compound with. Let me tell you, I got this thing 3 summers ago, and I love it. My kids are not allowed to use it. Dad's the only one that can use it. That's how much fun it is for me to mow the lawn. And if you've ever been on a John Deere, you know what I'm talking about. But I got a flat. I got a flat tire. Flat as a pancake. The front right tire is just done. I don't know how to change a tire. I have no idea. So I got on the old YouTube. Got on YouTube. Remember I tell you guys what to do? Remember what? If you don't know how to do something, where's the first place you should do? Go to Google, then go to YouTube. I would go to YouTube because it's got all the videos there. Here's how I search YouTube. All right. Number one, the most views, and number two, the most recent. So I was doing our digital content training, and I was teaching people how to create audios and videos the last 2 days. By the way, that's been so much fun. If you didn't get a chance to register, I'll have the replays for sale. It's only $97. I don't even have – well, I mean, look, you can buy them right now. You can just ping me on Instagram at everydayissaturday, and you'll get the first two replays Wednesday and Thursday this week, the first and second. I'm set to do the next webinar in about 90 minutes from now. You can get all three replays. Just send me a message on Instagram or email me, Sam at Everyday Saturday. Say, hey, Sam, send me the digital course, how to create your digital course, all that great content. I'm telling you, man, it was chock full of amazing content. I'll just send you the link, $97, and you'll figure out real quick how to monetize your message digitally. Okay, audios, videos, written, PDFs, all that good stuff. So I was teaching the class that, you know, if you want to learn how to do XYZ, go to YouTube. And we looked at videos that had millions of views that were just recent and some that weren't so recent. Look, here's the deal, all right? If you want to learn how to do Facebook ads, you don't want to watch a video that's more than 6 months old. That's how fast that type of content changed. It's not even relevant a year later. That's how much Facebook changes. If you want to learn how to change a tire on a John Deere mower, of something 5 years old would be fine, because that doesn't change as much. See where I'm going with that? That's how you search YouTube to figure out how to get stuff done. So I went on there, and wouldn't you know, there's a guy whose front right tire is flat. I started watching a video, I had to pause it, but this afternoon I'll be changing that, okay? I figure I'm pretty confident I can follow the directions. I don't know, man. I hope I'm not riding this thing and the wheel falls off. But that could be you. That could be, and that should be you, actually. You should have digital content online. There is absolutely no charge to put that stuff out there. YouTube is free, okay? If you want to use a video hosting platform that costs money, but it's a little bit more customizable, where you can frame it and brand it for all yourself and kind of control everything, then I use Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. I use Vimeo to host all the videos, for example, on my podcasting course and things like that. You see all the videos I use. I'm using Vimeo. Very simple to use. My funnels, guys, I do a lot of this stuff myself. My agency does it as well when I'm just kind of on the fly. I've created 2 funnels in the last few weeks. So got the podcasting funnel, got the digital content funnel, got the speaker funnel, and all that I do in ClickFunnels. You know, ClickFunnels is $97 a month, and it's well worth it. You can create funnels on the fly. And guess where you could go to learn how to do all that? YouTube. YouTube. People out there teaching all about ClickFunnels on YouTube. I'm telling you, this is the perfect time through this pandemic to really up your digital game, your digital content creation game, your virtual game, and get your message out there. And here's the thing. You don't need the nobody wants the perfect message. They just want to know, hey, can you help me out? Can you get me unstuck? And your answer is, of course, because this is what I want to talk about. And don't let the enemy get inside your head and think, well, I don't have anything to share. I don't know as much as Sam does about podcasting or video. You don't need to know. People don't want to learn from me. They want to learn from you. You know why? Because you have a unique way of conveying a message. And that is what if you take nothing else away from today, well, heck, my entire brand, if you take nothing else away, understand that you have a unique way of delivering a message that nobody else does. But I stumble and fumble. Great. That's your unique way. Okay. But I've got an accent. Great. That's your unique way. People love it. You know, Southern accent, British accent, New York accent. It doesn't matter what one person might perceive as, geez, that's kind of off-putting. Another person might be, hey, I get that. I used to be from that area. That's great. Oh my God, I love it. You know, we're all so quick to judge how we deliver a message and how we try to teach something or speak about something. And, you know, I wish everybody would buy my podcasting course so they could understand how easy it is to get your message out there and how nobody out there is judging you. And even the ones that do judge you, I tell people, hey, love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just let me know. Leave a rating on iTunes and let me know you're listening. Are you even out there? Yeah, I say that a lot. It doesn't matter to me if it's a 1-star or 5-star. I just want to know that somebody's listening to the message and it's garnering some sort of emotion, okay? So get over the fact that you don't know as much about somebody, or maybe this is all brand new to you. Somebody wants to learn from another person who's brand new. They want to know that would you even relate to somebody making $1 million a month? No, you don't even relate to that. You could aspire to that, but you don't relate to that. I don't relate to somebody making $1 million a month. I'd rather not learn from somebody who's just getting started and maybe something I don't know anything to do. The guy changing the John Deere lawnmower looks like just some random dude in the middle of nowhere that's like, oh my God, I got a flat. Hey, watch me fix this thing. And I kind of related to it because that's how I was feeling. You know what I mean? So if you're kind of getting started, understand there's other people out there, billions of people. I did say that. Billions of people that are just getting started as well. Okay? And it's okay to be that person teaching somebody else. Just stay one trick ahead of the dog. That's all you got to do. If you know how to record a minute of audio, well, there's 1 million people that don't. Teach them how to record a minute of audio. It's really that simple. And by the way, I really want to encourage you guys, if you're listening to the podcast and you don't have your own, learn the easy, simple method. Just go to everydayisaturday.com/podcourse/podcourse. All right. Buy the course. It's $97 for crying out loud. I sell it for $1,000, have been for the past 10 years from stage. You get the exact same content. Launch your show while this whole pandemic is going on. You got a lot of time on your hands. Your show could be live in 3 days. And it will give you the confidence that you know how to convey a message. It's how easy it is. So just go to everydayisaturday.com/podcourse. Shoot me an email. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know you bought the course. I'll cheer you on. I always do. I always reply back and let everybody know that bought the course. Let's go. Let's get after it in a big way. I never want somebody to feel like just because life has thrown you some lemons, or maybe, you know, you've had it more difficult than others. And I acknowledge that. You probably have, man. I've had a very blessed life. Even the challenges that I've had, I consider myself a highly blessed and favored individual. Okay. But don't feel like just because you got dealt a different hand or a worse hand to somebody that you don't have a powerful message that you can share with somebody else. If you just hit record and you just start speaking, whether that's in front of a video camera or that's in front of just a simple microphone in your car like I do, you will impact millions. But you cannot impact millions until you impact yourself. That change has to come from within you. And then one person gets it, and then two people. How about a positive pandemic, man? How about something where your positive message spreads as quickly as all this other crazy stuff? I really think, no, I don't think, that's a weak word. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you have the ability to change somebody's life. You got to get that message out there, all right? I want to be the one that helps you because I know it's going to be a very simple method. These are podcasting courses that sell for thousands of dollars online. Don't do it. Spend $97. Get going today and just watch. Just watch how fast you impact somebody's life. And yes, you will make money doing it. The money will hunt you down when the value gets added. I'm telling you that much. All right. So I'm excited. I get to change the John Deere mower today. We got day three of our digital content webinar going on a little while here. It's just there's so many great reasons to wake up, to get up, to look up, to feel like, all right, my best days. I know times are tough right now. Let's just acknowledge it. All right. I know times are tough right now. They're going to get better. They got to get better. They will get better. All right. Let me know how I can help you. If you want to talk as well, just get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com and I'll call you. All right. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.